Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Brazil has now indicated with its new president that it will move its embassy to Jerusalem. We're going to be talking about this and other matters relating to Israel on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communication for Liberty Counsel. Well, this is good news. It's another nation following the lead of the United States. Brazil has now indicated that it will move its embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. I think, Matt, other nations already have, and even more will continue to follow the lead of the United States. Thank you to President Donald Trump for making a promise and keeping a promise, promises that were made many, many years by many presidents, Republican and Democrat, and yet they blinked because they would not carry out that promise. And yet President Trump did. It's the right thing. And now we're seeing other nations follow the example of the U.S.
Yeah, this is called leadership. You'll remember President Obama famously saying that America under his administration was going to, quote, lead from behind, which is, of course, an oxymoron.
Yeah, you can't lead from behind.
Is impossible.
You can only follow from behind.
Yeah, and so our follower president was among a list of previous presidents who neglected to follow through with a promise to Israel to move the embassy. And we have now, under President Trump, and other nations are looking to his leadership. He has emboldened them, and they are following suit. This is so encouraging.
Well, this new president of Brazil has been compared to President Donald Trump. He has just been elected, and people have been comparing him to Donald Trump. He refers to the fake news. He has taken bold steps. And two things that he says he's going to do right away after his election. He says, one, he's going to move the Brazilian embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. And secondly, he is going to close the Palestinian embassy in Brazil, in Brasilia, because that just simply fosters the idea that there is a legitimate, recognizable Palestinian state, and there is not and never has been. So this, in fact, it's amazing to see what's happening in Brazil, a groundswell of support. He won the election by over 55% of the vote compared to 45% of the rival Workers' Party. And he made some remarks to Israel Hayom, which is the Israel daily newspaper, saying in his first interview as president-elect to a non-Brazilian publication that he is actually going to take these steps. So there are, you know, many nations I think will follow the U.S., but what you're seeing happen in the United States with the people coming together, electing somebody outside of the mold of the typical political leaders that are bold, you now see that happening in the nation of Brazil.
Absolutely. I mean, we can relate. This president said, is Palestine a country? Palestine is not a country, so there should be no embassy here. I love the people of Israel and the state of Israel.
Wow.
So kudos to him for taking this leadership. And as you said, Matt, we pray that other countries will follow suit.
Yeah, and this new president, Bolsonaro, said he's also going to seek to foster relations with other countries that share the values of democracy and respect for others. Mm-hmm. He visited Israel 2 years ago and said earlier this year that a visit to the Jewish state would be his first diplomatic mission. He says,
wow,
quote, I love the people of Israel and the state of Israel, close quote. Israel ambassador to Brazil has already met with the new president-elect twice already. Mm-hmm. He just got elected. He says, I have always had excellent relations with the president, Alexis, with this ambassador from Israel to Brazil. I've always had good relations with him. And I'm happy that I am being treated so warmly and that an official representative of the State of Israel gives me such attention, and the reciprocity is real.
You know, he does sound like a go-getter like President Trump. I mean,
he's
hit the ground running. You know, but when it all comes down to and why we stand and why we promote Israel so much is because you go back to what God relates Israel. He calls it his precious treasure. He refers to no other country like that. So we are called as Christians to stand with Israel.
Yeah, I asked about his pledge to consider recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital. He said that, quote, Israel is a sovereign state. And if you decide on your capital, we will go accordingly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
A sovereign state of Israel decided many years ago, in fact, thousands of years ago, going all the way back to King David, that Jerusalem is the capital of Israel.
And this wasn't a surprise to anyone. He added that when I was asked during the campaign whether I would recognize Jerusalem when I became president, I replied positively, and that the one who decides on the capital of the state of Israel is you, meaning Israel, not other nations. I would just add that the one who decides on the capital of Israel is God himself.
Right, right, right. You know, and amazingly, like President Donald Trump uses Twitter, he made this announcement on Facebook.
Really? He says, you can count on having our voice, Israel, at the UN. I know that many times the vote is almost symbolic, but it also helps define the position that a state wants to stand behind. Be sure that you can rely on our voice at the UN in almost all the issues that concern the state of Israel.
Well, there's so many lies about Israel. We wrote a booklet, and it's called Big Lies, Answers to the Top 10 Slanders, Smears, and Libels Against Israel. It's a book or a booklet that I hope that you get. You can call 407-875-1776 and ask for a brand new booklet. It's a publication of our ministry, Christians in Defense of Israel, Christians in Defense of Israel, and it's called Big Lies, Answers to the Top 10 Slander, Smears, and Libels Against Israel. Some of those lies that we address are lie number one, Israel is a racist apartheid state. Is it? How do you respond to that? And that's the kind of lie you're going to hear with the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions movement. Israel is a brutal occupying power in the West Bank. Another lie. We address that. Israeli forces expelled Arabs from Israel in 1948. Did they? Well, we address that in the booklet, Big Lies. Another lie that we address is resolving the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the key to Middle East peace. We address that as well. Another one, the IDF, or the Israeli Defense Force, is guilty of war crimes against the Palestinian people. That's a lie that you'll hear. We address that as well. You know, a Nobel laureate, Matt, charged that what Israel is doing, quote, in Palestine is a crime we can put on the same plane as what happened at Auschwitz, close quote.
Unbelievable. And how offensive. That is unbelievable. It's just disgusting. And we need to understand here that systemic hostility toward the state of Israel is systemic anti-Semitism. That is hostility toward the Jewish people.
Yeah, it sure is. And if you don't speak up, what ultimately happens is you go back, and many Jews today understand this, even specifically those that came through the Holocaust that were youngsters at the time of the 1930s and then the 40s and ultimately lived through the Holocaust. They understand that the 30s gave way to the 40s. And what was the 30s? It was the dehumanization of Jews. It was the anti-Semitism. And you dehumanize them and stigmatize them and you compare them to termites and horrible things, as Louis Farrakhan, the leader of the Nation of Islam, does, ultimately that sets the groundwork for the extermination. Louis Farrakhan has said that the Jews are termites. He says he's not an anti-Semite, he's an anti-termite. Mm-hmm. And what do you do with termites? You gas them.
And
if you have termites
Hitler
in your house, you
termites,
destroy them,
yeah,
and you gas them. And if we don't push back against that kind of rhetoric and stand up and become a voice, the 30s lead into the 40s. And so many of the Jewish people that have lived through that, they see some of those signs developing around the world. I encourage you to go to our website for Christians in Defense of Israel. It's cidisrael.org, cidisrael.org. We actually are going to Israel in March and April of 2019, and I encourage you to go to cidisrael.org/tour, cidisrael.org, and you can click on the tour icon and prepare to join us on a life-changing trip to the Holy Land. And you can also go to either cidisrael.org or lc.org, go to our online store and order the booklet, cidisrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.